Salutations, Mets fans, and welcome to this week's edition of Amazing Avenue Audio, the official podcast of your SB Nation New York Mets site, Amazing Avenue. I'm your host, Jeffrey Paternostro. With me this week, once again, is Greg Karam. Greg, the Mets are going to be hiring a hitting coach soon. Dave Magan is interviewed for the job. And fellow former Mets, Bobby Abreu and Edgardo Alfonso, have been linked with the position over the last couple weeks. So if you could hire one former Met to be the 2015 Mets hitting coach, who would you choose?
I'm going to say Keith Hernandez.
Interesting. Yeah. Not really off the board, I would say, but interesting nonetheless.
Yeah. Well, I had about 4 minutes to think about that answer, but, yeah,
that's so fair.
Keith Hernandez would be fun because he's a guy who speaks his mind and, is not afraid to say what he's thinking, and that can always be fun. And, you know, the hitting coach is a guy who I don't know how much of an effect he actually has. So if he can bring some entertainment to the table, I'm all for it.
The Mets would just, like, stop taking extra batting practice, too.
Probably, right?
Like, Keith, yeah. If he'd, like, show up at, like, 5 o'clock for a 7 o'clock game, have a couple beers.
Yeah,
smoke. Swing with the put the donut on the bat, take a couple practice swings, and then just go out there and hit. You're thinking too much.
Yeah.
He'd like throw out every computer in the clubhouse. He'd get angry every time Terry Collins tried to shift on someone. It'd be fun though. I went a slightly different direction because I mean there's certainly Dave Magan being a good example of this, like a good major league hitter turning into a well regarded hitting coach. I think Magan is certainly kind of his pick of jobs now, has been a successful hitting coach for the Rangers and for the Red Sox. But generally speaking, I think you get to see more of those, like, fringy major leaguers being better hitting coaches, or maybe they just need the job more, or are more likely to be a baseball lifer than a guy that made a lot of money in the game, like, say, Keith Hernandez, who I don't think would exactly, I don't think he gets the same amount of time off he does as a hitting coach as he would as an SNY gig.
That's true, too. Yeah. He doesn't really have the want.
Yes, Keith Hernandez would be the hitting coach as long as the team was at home. He just wouldn't make all the road trips. He may show up on a Sunday in Washington or something.
That was kind of where I was, what I was thinking about with
like
that.
Like Miami in April is probably okay too.
Yeah, have him work from, you know, just do the home games. He can go on the road. Well, no, then if he goes on the road, no, forget that. Just be the hitting coach on the home games, yeah. And we'll hire somebody else to, you know, carry the road games. It'd be great.
But I went with a fringy Met who I think kind of fits the Mets' current hitting philosophy. And that's Nick Evans, who's actually still a Major League Baseball player. But
yeah,
I think
he's still getting paid.
Yeah, sure. But, you know, he'd probably do better as a Major League hitting coach than he would playing for, you know, the Reno Aces. The funny thing, of course, is he could probably be an upgrade for the Mets in 2015 on the field. It's like a platoon partner for Duda.
He was crushing this year, and
it was like 30 plate appearances in the majors.
In the majors, but in AAA, he was crushing.
I think he got hurt at a bad time. I think for him, if he hadn't been hurt after he left the Mets for Pittsburgh, I think he might have been able to slide into that right-handed first place platoon over Gabby Sanchez. Maybe, I don't know. Just one of those weird things. But he's buddies with Murph, and he was in his wedding party, so he's got that connection with the teams. And the most important thing, I think, is he improves the team's hair again. I think of the Nick Evans era on the Mets as an era of really good hair.
Now, that's a guy I can get behind with his hair, because that guy has good hair. You know, it's not just long for the sake of being long.
Yeah. No, he styles it a little bit. A very attractive man, Nick Evans, I think.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah.
He would be one of the better-looking 2015 Mets, I feel like, for the total package, not just the hair.
Yeah, I can get behind that.
We're keeping the banter to a minimum this week, because I have an engagement at 9, and it doesn't involve the World Series. The Mets aren't in the World Series, why we're podcasting during World Series Game 1, which is not a Yusmeiro Petit start, which is another reason why we're podcasting during Game 1. Though I assume with the amount of pomp and circumstance, we might still make first pitch.
Probably.
Like, yeah. It might not actually start till like 8:50 or something.
There's usually a lot of fluff.
We must move on to naming the episode, keeping the banter to about 5 minutes. This is episode 90, and it's I'm calling it kind of a the last hurrah of the mid to late 80s Mets. But I'm going with the Frank Viola, 2012 Mets Trivia Question Answer Edition.
All right.
Obviously, Frank had a really good season that year for the 1990 Mets. He won 20 games. I think finished third in the Cy Young voting. But you might know him best as the answer to the trivia question, who was the last Met to win 20 games? That seemed to come up in every sort of late summer, early fall R.A. Dickey start in 2012.
Right. Yeah. So before R.A. Dickey.
Yes.
Yes.
Viola, of course, the Las Vegas pitching coach. I assume he'll be back for a return engagement next year. One of my favorites. I wrote about him many, many moons ago as part of the Mets Top 50 list, the ongoing Mets Top 50 list. But certainly one of my favorite Mets of all time, despite that only being here for 2 years and change, basically.
Yeah. 1990 Mets had some solid years.
Sort of the last great strawberry season was in there, too.
Yeah. Dave Magadan.
That was Dave Magadan's big year, as we discussed last week on the show.
Yeah.
So what is the agenda for episode 90, Greg? I will tell you.
Please.
We have 7 emails. We will answer those. I guess there's been no baseball for 5 days. I understand. You're bored. You reached out to us. I appreciate it. Even in a week where I'm on a little bit of a time crunch, we will answer all 7 of your emails. But first, we will continue our series on the road, the Amazing Avenue 2015 Mets prospect list. And we'll discuss, we've been sort of talking about some, I guess we'll continue to talk about some big names, but maybe somebody a little bit further down the list. Your mileage may vary. But a group of players where there may not be as much consensus on as our previous 2 editions. And that is the recent Mets first round draft picks. Not named Brandon Nimmo. So your 2012, 13, and 14 picks. Scavin Cicchini, Dom Smith, and Michael Conforto. How do they look? Where might they slot in? I view them as a tier, or like on the same tier. Your mileage may vary. I think there might be a little more dissension among our lists come actual list time. We'll do that. And then we'll answer 7 of your fucking emails. So that's what you have to look forward to.
Yeah.
So, I'm not including Kevin Plawecki in this, which, I mean, technically he's a first-round pick, even though it's a supplemental round, but he kind of queers the theme of the week. Because I sort of want to look at the more recent first-round picks. I'm like, how much does it mean if you're a first-round pick? And when does it stop meaning something that you're a first-round pick? Yeah, so we'll start with the most recent of the Mets first-round picks and move backwards with Michael Conforto. Outfielder out of Oregon State, their first-round pick this year. Not a lot of professional data on him. He signed later than you might have expected, as we discussed on the podcast this summer. I saw him twice. Once I saw his first game when he was DHing. I saw him in left field once. I didn't really feel comfortable doing a full report on him based on what I saw. And even at this point, like you'd like to see a guy go out, especially a college, a polished college hitter, a guy whose calling card is, a quick to the majors bat, go out in short season ball and rake a little bit. I mean, you'd like to see him, if it wasn't the Mets, maybe not even start in short season ball, but it's the Mets. But Conforto hit 331, 403, 448, not a lot of power, but certainly showed good plate discipline, good knowledge of the strike zone, a little bit of hit tool in 186 plate appearances in the New York Penn League, for whatever that is worth. I think at this point in time, you're still kind of going off, the college performance, sort of the consensus scouting reports. You can still buy into sort of, the 280, 20 home run guy that like Keith Law sees with a 400 on base percentage. That's fine. I'm not, and there'll be people, I think when we talk about all 3 of these guys, there'll be people